Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I help you today?
Hi, Phyllis. My name's Peter, and I've bought a whole lot of Eagle Moss stuff. And usually when I order it, I don't have a problem, but when my wife gets involved, I end up getting, she ordered me doubles of two items, and then ordered me one item that I really didn't want to get. So what I want to do is find out the procedure to send them back, and what I want to do is get some Battlestar Galactica ships in return for the three items she got me.
Okay, hold on just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for holding. May I have your email, your account number or your order number?
I don't have my account number. Can I give you my name and address?
Sure, that's fine. Can I have your last name, please?
Bianchi, B-I-A-N-C-H-I.
And may I have your zip code, please?
10704.
Okay, and can I have the first name on this order?
Roseanne.
Okay, now this is coming up under Peter.
Okay, yeah, well, it's either, she normally puts them in because she does the thing online, but it's for me. I'm her husband.
Okay. Well, let's look and see what we have for your Eagle Moss purchases.
There should be a bunch.
Yeah, I see them here.
I've tried, I pretty much have all the Enterprises I'm looking to get, with the exception of the Enterprise F, but I think that's out of stock right now. And then there's two little ships I'm looking to get, but they're out of stock too. But the items that I'm looking to build up now is my Battlestar Galactica collection.
Uh-huh. Okay, so...
She ordered me three things. For some reason, she got me two Deep Space Nine, the XL editions, and she got me two Enterprise J's. And it's funny because she gave me the second Enterprise J for Easter and said, I said, Ro, you already got me this. You already pre-ordered this for me. So I have two Enterprise J's. I have two Deep Space Nine XLs, and both of them are XL editions, and I have the 2009 Star Trek Enterprise, which I didn't want her to get me.
Okay, so the best thing that you can do, there's a couple things you can do. You can send them back.
Okay.
But now you would have to send them back at, I'd pay for the shipping.
Oh, that's understandable. Right?
Okay, just make sure that you include your invoice or a copy or some form of account number so they know where to credit back to. And then they'll just give you a refund, and then you can go back and purchase your Battlestar Galactica items.
Okay, so refund, and then I go in and I order my stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'll send you all the latest invoice that you guys sent me. How's that?
Great. That'd be great.
Now, normally, because I got three of these things, I would normally send them to you probably USPS, but it probably make more sense to send them UPS to you.
It may, yes, sir. And do you have the address?
No. So that's the next thing I was going to ask.
Okay. It, of course, goes to Eagle Moss Collections.
Eagle Moss.
That address is 18317 Industrial Drive.
Of course, Industrial.
And that is in Meadville, Meadville.
Meadville,
Pennsylvania, PA.
Okay, so you're not that far away. Okay.
And that's 16388
16388-0001. 16388-0001.
Yes.
So, I guess if I wanted to ask you, are you coming up with any new products, you're not the person to talk to.
No, but just keep a look out on our the eShop webpage. There's all kinds of new stuff.
Eagle Moss webpage USA right now.
Yes. So. We've got new builds going up. Like we've got the Ecto-1 that they're building. Then they've got the...
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in was if you were doing any other... Because I also get... I have a set of Star Trek from Diamond Select, but those are electronic. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at them in my office. I work at West Point.
Oh. So
every time somebody comes in the office, they freak out because they see all that stuff. So,
and
I was, you know, like, and I bought stuff from, I was kind of hoping that you guys would do like maybe Lost in Space or, I bought something from, I don't know if you know, if the company Morbius Models.
No, but, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, well, normally you have to put them together, but they do have some that are pre-finished.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up getting, I don't know if you remember, now I'm giving up. There was a cartoon show called Johnny Quest.
Yes.
As a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, got a pre-finish Eagle Moss, not Eagle Moss, Mobius Models Dragonfly, which was the airplane that his dad flew all over the world.
Oh, wow. And so, it's Mobius?
Yeah, Mobius Models. Now, the most of the other ones, though, are you got to put them together.
Uh-huh.
One skill set I didn't have as a kid was I was pretty crappy when it came to putting models together. Anything I already put together. Now, I could put I didn't even have to put those on. I remember when I bought the Playmates version of the Star Trek series, I would have to put the labels on, which, you know, I even screwed that up, found a way to screw that up. With the Diamond Select, what I like about it is that it already comes made, so all you have to do is put pieces that you snap together and slap the batteries in. So
yeah.
The only thing that they broke my heart is, and I've been waiting for like Enterprise C for years, and they haven't made it, right? Because I normally only buy the you know, like I don't buy Klingon ships or Romulan ships. I buy Enterprises,
mm-hmm.
or ships.
Like, only the Federations.
Last series with Picard just finished on CBS Access, which gave it wasn't an A, but it was like a strong B plus, and he was on a ship, which was named in Spanish after it's called the Mermaid, but it was in Spanish. So I'm waiting for you. If anybody's going to put that out soon, you guys are going to be doing it, because you put I got the Discovery when that came out. So. So, I mean, the nice thing about it is what's really cool is, like, you know, pressing the Enterprise, the original, with Kirk, and he goes, you know, space, the final, you know, the latest version added, like, verbal orders,
mm-hmm.
things to it as we've gone along.
Wow.
So it for the Enterprise C, which came out, they exhibited it at Comic-Con in San Diego. But when I found out it was gold, and believe it or not, she bought one thing she really, I can't complain about. She bought me the shadow box.
Uh-huh.
So who the artist was and how he got these ships. but it's similar to if you looked at First Contact, where what's her name took a phaser rifle and broke his display in his ready room, right?
Mm-hmm.
At one point she says, "Oh, I broke one of your little ships here," you know.
One of your little ships.
Yeah, right. And they were made in gold.
Oh.
The original series, when he had the D, they were made in wood, and it was on like a wall with each of the versions and such. So she ended up, for my 40th birthday, she ended up finding a person on eBay that actually made the shadow box. And it cost her a pretty penny. But it has all the Enterprise from NX-01 all the way to Enterprise E in gold. So it's right above my TV set. So every time I look at TV, it's looking at me and my Eagle Moss collection.
Yeah.
Which I have to get out of the box yet to put up there is waiting to be put out.
Yeah.
Right side. So.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Okay, well, now we've got that address for you. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
I guess you're teleworking.
Yes, I'm at home working.
Lucky you. I'm the only one of my... I'm the director of the section, and they needed somebody to be on hand here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here to do that, and the rest of my crew is at home. So it's kind of crappy working in my offices with just me here. I'm the only person on the ground floor in the commander's building. I work at the garrison here, which has been around since 1778 when George Washington picked it. So.
Oh my, that's awesome. That's really cool though, really, in all honesty.
And every academy has decided how they're going to handle graduation, but we haven't made a decision yet, so. Air Force is doing it virtual, Navy's a combination, but they've canceled all the events for graduation, and right now we haven't figured out what we're going to do, but I got to believe now that Air Force and Navy have said what they're going to do, that he's going to be compelled to make a choice. So.
Yeah.
And then the next question is, how are we going to get the new class here for summer training for a beast barracks?
No, that's going to be tough. It's going to be better. It's going to be better. We're going to lift some of these restrictions. This curve is going to flatten out, and we're going to be...
And I just wish that the press or POTUS, or what he's done right, and at least be supportive of the country, and...
Mm-hmm.
And
you may not like the man, but you have to respect the position.
Yeah.
That's the way.
It was great talking to you.
It was nice talking to you too, Mr. Bianchi. I appreciate you calling Eagle Moss and being there to take care of business.
Hey, is there any way I can get online and, usually, or will they give me or send me an email or something about, your customer service skills, and I could tell them what a great job you did?
Oh, I'll be glad to send you over to a supervisor if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
All right, hold on just a moment.